good, and we're coming back into the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're here on this third day of August 2019. And we're just reading out all the horror stories of the kicking in the teeth, the destruction of free speech, and the monopolistic behavior of obscene monopolies. And again, Trump, hasn't lifted a finger to break up these monopolies, folks, right? Has not. And some of the patriot movement still cheering him on. I mean, he is now, I reckon, in under a house arrest from the deep state, and he's just unlimited, turning over on two cylinders. But one quick story: Johnson & Johnson, who were caught out selling their baby powder for about 30, 40, 50 years now, it must be, and have known for 25 years that it was had heavily laced asbestos. And imagine a product that mothers trusted to use on their young children, babies, etc. And the story here is from July 12th, just gone by. Johnson & Johnson, they were already fined of $1.5 billion, I think. Come to it later down in this article. But they were this week ordered to pay $300 million in talc powder case. $300 million, whoa. In a landmark decision, New York jury state has decided that Johnson & Johnson must compensate a woman who claims she was harmed by the company's talc baby powder products, which we earlier reported to have been identified as being contaminated with cancer-causing asbestos. Johnson & Johnson has reportedly been ordered to pay about a shocking amount of compensation. It's really over the top. Vowed $300 million in punitive damages to the woman who developed a rare asbestos-related cancer that she insists was caused by Johnson & Johnson baby powder. The ruling follows another similar one from an earlier one in the month, also decided by a New York jury, that awarded $25 million in damages to Donna Olson, a 66-year-old woman who also developed cancer. Meanwhile, another case that was heard in South Carolina that very same day, as Olson's was reportedly dismissed, as that jury cleared the company of all liability. With that, this verdict, yet another jury has rejected Johnson & Johnson's, J&J's, misleading claims that its talc was free of asbestos, stated Jerome Brock, the lead trial attorney in the New York case. The initial J&J document that the jury saw once more laid bare the shocking truth of decades of cover-up, deception, and concealment by Johnson & Johnson of the asbestos found in the baby powder. He added about the merits of the case. These three cases are just a drop in the bucket, as J&J is reportedly facing 13,000 more cases, all of which have alleged that the company's talc product contained cancer-causing asbestos. Johnson & Johnson, however, continues to deny these allegations, insisting that multiple studies and tests conducted by regulators from all around the world confirm that Johnson & Johnson's talc products are safe and asbestos-free. The trial suffered significant legal and evidentiary errors, which J&J believes will warrant a reversal on appeal. J&J told CNBC, "Decades of tests by independent experts and academic institutions repeatedly confirm that Johnson's baby powder does not contain asbestos or cause cancer." Well, it has been proven by many. All the verdicts against Johnson & Johnson that have been through the appellant process, everyone has been overturned, the company went on to say. It's unfortunate that it took thousands of lawsuits. This is the header here, subheader of the article. And lawsuits and countless customers getting cancers for Johnson & Johnson to finally reformulate its baby powder containing fewer toxins. As part of a massive damage control effort, J&J last spring relaunched its entire baby care products, which has been hit hard by relentless negative press. Since 2011, sales of the brand, which is now 125 years old, have declined by a whopping 20%, which amounts to $1.9 billion, just last year. In the first quarter of 2018, sales in the United States dropped by 14%. Part of this rebrand reportedly involves J&J removing certain toxic ingredients from its products that, like asbestos, could potentially cause cancer. Reports indicate that the new varieties are being marketed towards millennial mums who prefer baby products that contain more natural ingredients. And they're quoting somebody here to say, I try to avoid products that have sulfates, parabens, phthalates, or artificial fragrances, says Meg Conrad, the mother of a three-year-old daughter who told, again, CNBC that she always checks products, labels, etc., etc. Anyway, in 2015, Johnson & Johnson removed all parabens, P-A-R-A-B-N-S, and other items from its baby products line. However, the critic said the company still had a long way to go, which is why it has now announced that it plans to remove synthetic dyes and sulfates from its products, as well as replace ingredients like minerals and coconut oil, etc. For more related news, check out chemicalnews.com. Okay. But Johnson & Johnson, a hard-nosed multinational, just like Procter & Gamble. Shocking. But here Mike Adams is speculating on five reasons why Trump will lose the 20 election, or could win if this happens. He's putting up five points each way, kind of covering his bets. President Trump will lose the 2020 election if, he wrote this just this week, this last week, if the five things covered here are allowed to continue. They include illegal immigration and widespread censorship of conservative voices by the tech giants. If Trump does nothing to stop the censorship, the tech giants will succeed in stealing the election, which will catalyze a civil war as pro-American patriots, fed up with all the cheating, fraud, and hatred of the left, activate the Second Amendment to defend their nation against the treasonous traitors of Google, Facebook, Twitter, and the other tech giants. Google has now joined forces with the communist Chinese, and it is openly engaged in treason against the United States of America. Trump must seek mass arrests of Google executives and charge them with treason. There are also five reasons why Trump may win the election. They include the radical left going full libtard and their hatred of America, rampant Antifa violence, and insane antics of Ali Akbar and AOC and the other Rashida Tlaib, who is a completely unhinged mental patient who somehow managed to get elected to Congress when she should have been locked away in a padded room. Sure. They've joined up as a gang now. I see them having a meeting with Nancy Pelosi, which could be described as a witch's coven. If Trump wins the election, the lunatic left goes into full violent revolution mode, taking to the streets to mass murder whites, Christians, and Trump supporters, something now openly advocated by the treasonous FBI deep state weasel James Comey. The left-wing media, which little more than a cabal of journalist terrorists who openly despise America and the American people, will celebrate the mass violence against conservatives, claiming they are eliminating hate and turning America into a tolerant, inclusive nation by any means necessary, including functioning an authoritarian thought police, which is what the radical left has become. Civil war may be less than 2 years away. I think a lot less. Said, no matter who wins the election, civil war in America now seems inescapable, since leftists have repeatedly proven they are incompatible with the civil society and cannot participate in any fair, free election or process of democracy, such as free speech and open debates. Trying to teach the liberals a liberal to participate in a free, fair society is a lot like trying to teach a pigeon to play chess. It wastes your time and the pigeon craps all over the chessboard while blaming you for making him mad. Yeah, very good. That's worth quoting. Excellent. We have a coloured pen here. This is Mike Adams. Adam is getting a better sense of humour as things get worse around him. But with leftists now rampaging up their mass violence, ramping up their mass violence and violent rhetoric against whites, Christians and Trump supporters, it's becoming increasingly apparent to anyone paying attention that the only way leftists will ever be stopped from destroying the nation is if they are forced to stop. And as I've said before, the American people will sooner or later have to stop the radical lunatic left and the tech giants in the same way we stopped the rise of the Third Reich. Declare war against the enemies of America, organize the efforts to save America at the highest level of government, it's meaning the president and state, and start working, going to work, cleaning out treasonous American hateful scum that are currently infesting the halls of Congress, universities, state capitals, and so-called news media. For America to survive, all deranged leftists must be permanently removed from power. Many of them should be permanently banned from America altogether. If they want socialism, send them to Venezuela and revoke their passports so they can come back and run America the way Democrats have already ruined nearly all liberal-run cities. To really save America, it's time for Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act and unleash the military police to arrest all governors, mayors, and other Obama judges, tech company CEOs, and other journo terrorists who are actively conspiring to carry out a coordinated illegal coup against the United States of America via a mass vote fraud, a land invasion of illegals, and coordinated media lies backed by selective online censorship. You either defend America against its committed enemies or you lose the country. And if Trump won't rise to the defense of this nation, he will likely find himself imprisoned as Democrats take power and criminalize all political opposition. Sure. And the second article coming up about invoking the Insurrection Act. Yeah, that's the third one on. Democrats are essentially mindless, hate-filled zombies who seek to destroy everything in their sight. They absolutely will not stop their lies. Fraud, election theft, fake news, conspiracies, and anti-American hatred and character attacks on patriots until someone makes them stop and removes them from power. The real goal of Democrats is to complete the complete destruction of America. It says, oh yeah, and everything is racist to the left-wing zombie, including the air, the water, the sky, and especially language. The city of Berkeley recently declared manholes to be a bad word, and oh yeah, here the other one. And Colorado State University has declared the uttering of the word America on campus is punishable offense. Yes, leftists hate America, and they are willing to destroy American monuments, murals, history, language, economy, culture, and borders in order to accomplish their real goal of absolute destruction of everything that is good. All Democrats fundamentally oppose abundance, self-reliance, and individual accomplishment for the simple reason that they want everyone to be dependent on big government. The more destruction can be unleashed across the U.S., the more Democrats succeed in their mission of crushing upwardly mobile and independent thinking. Their goal is absolute obedience, underscored by permanent subservience. Democrats see themselves as the intellectual elite ruling over impoverished masses, but to get there, they first must have to create the impoverished masses by destroying every source, abundance, and diversity of individualism. The accelerating collapse of the liberal cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle is just the beginning. Democrats want to spread their destruction, filth, and authoritarianism to all of America. They want you to live in destitution and dependency when you are silenced and punished for believing there ever was a country called America at all. No Democrat is truly happy until every last iota of human ingenuity will be crushed and annihilated. Every person on the political left, without exception, is an authoritarian monster who believes in censorship, speech police, and thought control. If you question that, ask yourself this simple question. Who on the left has spoken out against the tech giants, deplatforming conservatives, Christians, and Trump supporters? If you can think of a single one, without exception, authoritarian leftists have forfeited any right whatsoever ever to participate in civil society. Now we, the people, must revoke their authoritarianism and remove them, these monsters, from power once and for all. Well, that's one of the best articles Mike Adams has written in a long, long time. But, well, he writes pretty good stuff all the time. That's such an exceptional one, I should say. But just following on from that, I should say, if you have anything to add to this, the phone-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Just 1 minute while I just dig up the next article. 1 minute. Okay, yeah, this is the one I was looking for. The fight for America begins. Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act that authorizes National Guard and military action inside the borders. In the blog that Mike Adams has up today, calling for, he said, a response to Facebook bans National News. He's built into that. He's kind of nodding and winking that something is big coming from Trump. Well, I've been hearing that for 2 years, but we'll see what happens. He may have an inside contact on the inside. But this article, again, I repeat it, breaking, the fight for America begins. I know we're coming up to a break, so I'll pull it back a bit. The fight for America begins. Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act that authorizes National Guard and military action inside the U.S. borders. Well, there should be a long list of people that need to be picked up for absolute treason, not for invented situations. This week we had in London a hearing against David Noakes. David Noakes and the entire of the two people who created a full treatment for cancer. And they treated 9,000 people and had 7,500 people with full success. And the rest of them had somewhat success. And their success rate was like 85%. And they say chemotherapy has a success rate of 2.5%. Therefore, it has a failure rate of 97%.
Right.
And this is the law of the land. The 1939 Cancer Act, we hear this in Britain, it makes it illegal to say that you have a cure for cancer. How about that? But that's how bad and how corrupt the situation is. But there's an ongoing thing run by Ian Crane. If you write in GCMAF, the letter GCMAF, David Noakes, you will see a whole plethora of video reports coming up on YouTube explaining what is going on there. And these people are also at AV10, and they're wrongly accused. The government shut them down, took all their assets, took their bank accounts. They didn't do anything illegal whatsoever. They were operating legitimately in Jersey, helping people with cancer. And it was what it's an active substance that helps the body's own healing powers beat cancer. Anyway, we'll go to this break and we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back in, this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're back at the first break of the second hour, and we're moving on to an article following the last one about the risk to Trump not standing up to the screaming need to move against the extreme left. But this other article, we have time to read now. The fight begins, according to Mike Adams here. Again, it's worth quoting. Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act that authorizes the National Guard and military action inside the U.S. borders. Well, there won't be a long list of people. Hillary Clinton first on the list, and Comey, etc. And Brennan, this is the bombshell breaking news. See the emergency counter-link video below. Okay, counter-think video. This is written on the 21st of May. According to sources cited by the Daily Caller, President Trump is poised to invoke the Insurrection Act to fight the Americans' survival against the ongoing invasion of illegals who are flooding the United States as a tactic to destroy the country from within. The Daily Caller is now reporting, according to multiple senior administrative officials, the president intends to invoke the tremendous powers of the Act to remove illegal immigrants from the country. The Insurrection Act, passed by Congress in 1807, allows for the President to deploy the National Guard and the U.S. military troops to combat rebellion against the United States of America. The Act has been invoked by other presidents to quell violent uprisings, such as the L.A. riots. It is clear that President Trump now recognizes the open rebellion against America being committed by the government. The governor of California, mayors of sanctuary cities, and fake news journalists who are brainwashing Americans to hate their own country. The ongoing land invasion of the United States of America is an act of war being openly supported by the Democratic leftists who are using illegal immigration to nullify the U.S. voters and overrun the United States with anti-American militants, criminals, and terrorists. And that see Civil War news for frequent updates on the coming Civil War. As Stuart Rhodes from Old Keepers has accurately described, the illegal immigration is designed to import terror cells who plan to carry out the Tet Offensive inside the United States. Once activated by enemies and traitors, well, there's the South American MS-13s and the gangs and the Mexican gangs. The Chinese are in America posing as students. And there are Russians installed in some of the Colorado bases. We have endless reports of that on Dave Hodges' program from ex-military guys who are still contacts with those bases. Once activated by enemies and traitors who are literally seeking to the complete destruction of America. It has also become obvious over the past few months that the tech giants are waging a coordinated conspiracy to nullify U.S. elections and crush democracy by selectively silencing all conservative voices on the dominant online platforms. This illegal conspiracy, pursued by Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, and other tech giants, represents an online insurrection against the United States of America, which is why I have repeatedly called for the deployment of military police to arrest the CEOs of these tech giant companies and force the platforms to respect the First Amendment liberties of the American people. It is time for Trump to deploy time for Trump to deploy the military police to arrest Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and that they just start and that would just be the start that needs to happen. Restore our democracy and freedom of speech. Okay, we've got a caller today, Brian in Washington. Okay, hello. Hello, Brian.
Hey, PJ. Brian here.
I do. Oh, Brian, I see the wrong. I have a different sign against your name here. Well, what's new? Lay it on me.
I just picked up a Al Jazeera YouTube, and I thought I'd run the name by you because you aren't able to access the Chitango, which would be one step easier. Plundering Cambodia's Forests 101 East. So, you know, I have a younger brother who lives in Vietnam, and he's bigger, better, faster, and really always advocating, you know, Brian, all of your concerns really don't factor into the real world, and yet I think he's too stillbirth.
Whose concerns are you talking about? Just say that again.
Well, as you know, PJ, there is some people paying attention to what's going on and discerning between who is giving us a line of BS and who isn't.
Oh, yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is, if that's 5% of the population, that's a lot of people, but it still ain't anything like enough. Just hang on there. We go to this break, and then we continue on after the break, okay?
Very good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here from the bottom of the hour break, and we're talking to Brian in Washington up there in Olympia. Okay, Brian, go ahead there. We cut you off with the answer. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying I have a younger brother in Vietnam. He's all about bigger, better, faster. And yet, when Jenna sends him information about 5G, he just dismisses it. And at the same time, his young Vietnamese wife with her Gucci purse and Italian dress, a cell phone in each hand, is now two stillbirths on his baby-making plan.
Oh, dear, dear, so, dear. Yeah. So sad.
I know that you had Dr. Paul on, and Deanna Spingola will have him on the 24th of August. But, you know, we have to discern this information and try and figure out what is and isn't.
Sure.
There's much more misinformation being presented as real truth. And
But it's been ramped up. Just this last week, the BBC did a report on this horrendous problem of children in Sheffield, which has 5G. They're cutting down 8,000 trees there to facilitate 5G and LED street lighting, high-powered LED street lighting. My children are presenting. Some children were waking up. They showed the mother an absolute physical wreck 40 times a night. And they've not once in the article, this is a five-page article on the BBC website how the local hospital introducing a treatment system, but no mention of the cause, which is LED lighting, which is destroying children, right?
Yeah, that's perfect example. Mark Steele has a solution that is going to involve his interacting with Israeli companies, and yet he's presented as, you know, the Tommy Robinson guru that we must all follow, along with Mike Adams. It's just, we're in, you know, past the top of our mud boots. We're neck deep in misinformation. But back to this Cambodian logging, and what I really wanted to call about is, you know, my brother lives in Vietnam, so here we have a dispute. Vietnam is opening up border crossings with Cambodia and stealing this timber, and the EU is buying it from Vietnam. It seems to me like we need to quit ignoring what Lark talks about involving the communitarian law. That law will have to be implemented. This is an international dispute, and there's all kinds of intricacies of different countries, but at a certain point, this one world government is staring you in the face, and the importance of the acquis communautaire, what is the legal entity that will resolve these disputes between different countries?
Okay, that's a good point. I'll just hold it there. I agree with Lark. I may bust up with Lark over a lot of things, but I'll leave that aside. The communitarianism is the vehicle, creep of communism, hardcore socialism, to take us over. I don't dispute that for a minute. But Lark is inclined to get too academic when he discusses the subject. You're saying there's some merit in using communitarianism. Is that what you're saying?
No.
It'll be the synthesis, the way to rectify the problem.
The problem is the problem. My attitude is like a British businessman that was highly respected. He's dead now, John Harvey Jones. Grab a problem by the throat and deal with it, whatever is the most common sense solution.
But which country?
It has to start in one country. The Vietnamese has to be woken up to the fact that it was Cambodia that was sprayed with glyphosate called Agent Orange, which is still causing cancers and deformed children to be born. There was so much of it sprayed on the foliage by Lyndon Johnson. So does the current generation of Vietnamese, which are now we're now in the second generation after the war, by the way. I saw a documentary 15 years ago. I couldn't believe there was 90% of the population, 80% of the population was the new generation, and they don't remember the Vietnam War, right? So there you have a problem straight away. They know it happened, obviously. There are thousands of things about it. But the generations move on, and they embrace tech. And you're saying it's hard to communicate with them. Yeah, sure. It's hard to communicate with
them. Yeah, and if you know none of your history, if you at 12 years old were just put on a boat and said, hey, America's over that way, and you show up here, these people, for good reason, just want to know, how am I going to fit in to America? Mm-hmm. And they are pretty brass tacks. What is the bottom line? How much are you going to pay me? And it's not unlike this huge Mexican invasion that we have currently. These people are very focused on, how am I going to make my way in America, because I don't want to go back to Mexico or Central America.
The Mexicans are orientated largely, what can the government do for me? Oriental people are self-supporting. They will start businesses, just catering and et cetera, but they're self-supporting in that way. That's regards, Oriental people are usually a good immigrant. If I had running any country, the two people that assess everybody coming in, we Oriental people and Germans, because Germans are so self-supporting, and they're engineers, and they're very good at making things and doing things, and they've got self-respect and proud people. So, but the dregs of society being allowed into America now that are totally incompatible with America, it's just a, it is a gross invasion, absolutely.
Okay, well, indeed. As to the ethnicity, I've had people tell me, well, if you want somebody to work, you need to get yourself some Irish people. These people know how to work, don't they?
Well, some of them do, so yeah. I'm Irish, but I wouldn't promote the Irish blanketly. I'd say everybody on their own merits. That's, I don't care what race people are. Everybody on their own merits, you know. Ireland is suffering an immigration problem now that's shocking. 19% of the Irish population are now immigrants. And by 2050, immigrants will be in the majority unless it's stopped right now. And this disgusting creature, Varadkar, who is admitted he's a globalist, and he's a gay doctor, that's what he's... who arrived in politics as, and he was at the Gay Pride March in Belfast this week, would you believe that? And Ireland voted for gay marriage and it voted for abortion up to 12 weeks. So that's a very changed Ireland since you were there, by the way. And I haven't been back there for 15, 20 years, it's shocking, truly shocking.
I love to add this little bit of ethnic orientation. Mm-hmm. There's a Blazing Saddles movie, Mel Brooks in it. He's looking for laborers. Mm-hmm. He goes to find, you know, somebody to help him build his little town, apparently. He says, quote unquote, and I'm sorry for the racist derogatory terms, give me the chinks and the niggers. I don't want the Irish. You bring those Irish into it, they're going to start causing a bunch of trouble. They've too tapped into their history. They know what's going on. I want people that are so removed from that.
In the film, he had the first black sheriff, which was it was very well done. The film, it could not be called racist, just, you know, taking the piss, if you like. But
But you saw the movie, okay, good.
Oh yeah. But we all did. But Blazing Saddles, the only real comedy he ever did. Properly, but now that would be hate speech to the power of 100, wouldn't it? They'd have about 1,000 words to take out of that film in censorship,
I'm going to really be kicking myself in the head if I don't be talking about this deforestation in Cambodia. Here's these people, you know, Jenna and I, we have a variety of implements and equipment that we can haul pieces of wood out of the brush and the swamp and the mud. They call them forwarders. These people are using small little motorcycle scooters with pieces of wood strapped to them to try and get something out of this deal that the companies are just cleaning it and off they go. Well, when the wildlife organization that comes in to, you know, tear up these camps of workers in the forest, they say, we found another violation. These people are also making charcoal. I just wanted to make sure that I got a chance to mention that at 14 minutes in this YouTube.
Sure. I know.
How about over there in England, you've heard of Robin Hood? When Robin Hood bumps into the marshal, the overseer of the forest, he says to Robin, you know, you can't take that deer. These are the king's lands. And before they end up in Western Washington, I mean, I've already told, well, you know, you should burn your caterpillars and burn all these noxious weeds, but you have a fire restriction. You cannot burn at this time of year, yet you are required, or we will send out a posse to come and remove these weeds. Well, what am I supposed to do with them if I can't burn them due to the restriction?
It's going on in America, what they call a smokeless zone. Well, there's two stories last week that I wasn't on last week, but a guy loses his house for an $18 fine, for a local tax fine, and the police shoot a woman a SWAT team show up, a woman hasn't paid some kind of local tax, or cut the grass beyond a certain level. This is going on in America. You're quoting stories from Vietnam, which I know are legit. But no, the logging companies are in with the government, and they're just enforcing laws to screw people left, right, and center. But you know the thing Thomas Jefferson said, I don't know what the exact words were, that it would be an amazing country that didn't need a revolution every 25 years because of human nature and the failure of politicians. Well, it's 270 years since the last revolution in America. It's slightly overdue. And it's just, there's 10 or 12 or 50 worthy items to have a revolution about individually. It's so bad, which is the agenda of this program, right?
Well, before I get off, I'll just mention, here I am talking with a third-generation, private, independent tree company owner. He manages 150,000 acres in Oregon and Washington. And I'm saying to him, you know, are you waiting for the carbon fee, the carbon tax, before you start to do something with all of this potential biochar material? I see a disconnect here. You, as a small independent, need to, you know, hire a few people like Jenna and Brian that have chainsaws and wood splitters and all of this equipment, that we could go out and we could do test plots for you. Say, okay, here's a completely, you know, a resource without value. A tree fell over on this piece of private property. We gave Jenna and Brian $2,000. They went over and they dried and cured and split it up into small pieces. And 2 years later, they take that material and make it into biochar and put it into a vegetable garden. And look at the Brix meter readings we're getting. We're taking deer manure and mixing it in to increase the nitrogen levels. And
They're finally doing
why isn't this happening is my question.
Well, the USDA are totally, I had deals with them, I told you, in Fort Collins, 1992. They wanted to know everything about me, and they're very good, all day to talk, very pleasant. But they had no interest in cleaning up pollution. The USDA is an information collection organization and disinformation, and they're there to protect the multinationals, just like every other department in the United States. That's the way it is.
So now, and in 1992, we have an introduced beetle that is affecting alder trees. The leaves, beginning of August, are dropping to the ground. We have another epidemic of tree killing.
Another one.
Why would not wildfire be enough of a concern that we could put some people to work and go out and say, oh, here's this, you know, material without any value, and we're going to get some elbow grease on it, and we are going to harvest and utilize it towards, people need nutrient in their food, and they aren't going to get it without some sort of terra preta type.
Well, soil that's been fed properly. But the beetle, you could harvest those trees indoors, cut them down, and then burn the beetles that come out of it. And that's the end of the beetle, the diseased beetle, etc. So like Dutch elm disease was attacked in Britain and Ireland about 40 years ago with a bug like that. But there's four or five raging diseases in Britain, and they mostly come from Holland and Europe, where they are using chemicals to grow stuff. They're growing tomatoes in Holland on... the roof insulation and chemicals. It's most of the tomatoes coming out of Holland don't ever see soil. But there you are. That's been going on for years. Oh, yeah, good man, yeah. Ken is after telling me Rockwool, yeah. I worked in a Rockwool factory in Milton, Ontario once. I cleaned the entire factory with an airline. But, Rockwool, growing tomatoes on Rockwool and chemicals. How about that? And most of the... Yep.
So do you know that down in California, they will not allow you to, you know, compost your brush. If you're a tree service, you must chip it because of the beetle problem. I'm behind that kind of thing. That does reduce a vast quantity of it. But I would recommend what Washington State University says. It's good housekeeping. You screwed up years ago. You didn't keep things tidy like they did in the 50s. If you had a dead tree on your property out here, a neighbor would come over and say, hey, I noticed you got a dead tree, and I love to put that stuff in my wood stove. Can I remove this? Well, no, there's too many environmental restrictions to even heating your house with wood, so it's not too popular.
Hang on to that. Hang on, and we just do the short break before the top of the hour, and we finish up then. Hang on then.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Okay, come back in. We're talking to Brian in Washington. I just said to you, Brian, are you aware of the programs we did with David Dubine? I did two since May. Are you aware of those programs?
About the mortgage minimum? Yes, we were listening. I'm sorry, Brian just handed me the phone. He had to go run and close up the chickens because we've got animals around.
Did you hear him?
Yes.
Did you hear that program I did with David Dubine? I did two.
Yes.
And his site is Adapt 2030. And this Maunder minimum has already started, right? It's going to run for 25 years. And the thing is, the figure for America, where do you hear this? 37 million acres of farmland have not been planted that should have been planted this year. That means by Christmas, because the harvest is processed in any year, the supply coming out of that usually hits in about Christmas. There's already a food shortage on the way in America, a serious food
absolutely.
Shortage.
Absolutely, and I'm already, August 2nd, I'm looking at an article on on YouTube. There's someone that's recording all the bees dropping dead around 5G towers in California where they're being installed.
Wow.
So, you know, the add-on, because actually California grows quite a bit of food for the entire country.
Oh, yeah, and a third, they say,
Yes, yes. So there's lots of different crises, but in my mind, the 5G is ahead of it all because I'm seeing enough information and listening to, well, there is a summit that's happening with probably over a dozen different presenters, including Martin Paul. He had just in June, he went to Estonia to contest, and Estonia is supposedly the first E country with the one card Internet of Things country where everyone has all of their biometrics recorded, And he went there to oppose the hearing on the 5G rollout, and the discussions that ensued with other scientists were very informative for me, because it's only through repetition of understanding.
Yeah, but did they get any headway with the government in stopping 5G?
No.
So there,
and
that's the
discussion
point.
Following was, how did that work for you, scientists?
Okay.
And they're like, they're not scientists, and FCC
does
not
They're propagandists. They're public relations people. But, no, just to tell you, a lot came out of the AV10 of that. It's the 10th year. I was there the first year. I met Deborah, and I'll send you some photographs. Deborah Tavares, David Devine, O'Doherty and that. But Mark Steele, what's his name? Brian mentioned him, but Mark Steele, I'll have to ring him and talk to him about it. Mark Steele is a definitive expert in the UK on 5G, and Ian Crane, you know, he's a rough-looking character. He, they're starting the public meetings in September all over the UK in towns, public information in town halls about 5G, and they're the people, same people who nailed fracking here in the UK. They stopped it dead. But the thing about the 5G is the key thing, you're right, and hang on there, we'll do a few more minutes in the top of the first hour. Hang on, we go to this break and we come back on the third hour, okay?
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.